Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, it's 2014. What are you going to do to lose weight, get in shape, learn a language, or play an instrument?
And we commemorate the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
All that, and Chad becomes my sous chef on iPad Today. iPad Today is brought to you by 99 Designs, the world's largest graphic design marketplace. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of more than 270,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/iPad today to receive a free power pack upgrade valued at $99. And by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. Hey, welcome to iPad Today. Leo Laporte, Sarah Lane has the day off. Very glad to have you back, Chad.
Hey,
you filled in for me when I was gone?
I did, just 2 weeks ago.
So you actually use an iPad?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
We're just checking.
Right. This isn't a Nexus 7, luckily.
We're gonna do, a couple of weeks ago, you did a show on...
Goal setting for the new year.
Kind of New Year's resolutions.
Right.
But I thought it'd be fun to get some actual concrete applications. The iPad's really good at this. They can help you get those goals reached, like lose weight or get in shape, learn a language, learn instruments, things like that.
Right, right. So, there can be a lot of different types of New Year's resolutions. It's not always lose weight and get in shape.
I think we call it self-improvement.
Right.
These are all self-improvement apps. And we're going to kick things off with one we've shown before. I think this was an app cap from Sarah Lane, but version 2 is out now of Tony Gonzalez Fitstar. This is, in my opinion, I think you're going to have another choice.
I'm Tony Gonzalez, and this
the
is
the best training program on here, because basically, now it's free, but you're in an in-app purchase. I'm not going to do my login because you don't want to see my pathetic results. But what you do is you answer a questionnaire, like what's your ideal workout session? And, you know, I believe you
got
to do 30 to 60 minutes.
Got
my
it.
Current fitness level, out of shape. Workout goals, do you want weight loss? Do you want strength, overall fitness? That's what I'm going for. And so they're going to tailor a program to you. You can sign up with Facebook. We'll do that real quickly here so that I'm probably already signed. Oh, I don't want to have to do that. Don't you hate it when they make you log into Facebook?
I know.
Let's see if I can skip that.
I wish that LastPass could figure out some way to overlay itself on top of all apps so that I could generate a secure password.
It's a real problem. You know, it does that on the desktop, but that's one of the real problems on the iPad is you can't do that because of it's really kind of the way Apple set it up.
Right.
You can't have another app intervene.
Right, right. Well, you can't really do that on Android either. It'd be interesting if Apple did a user login management tool where now instead of logging in with a new username and password every single time, you could just use the Apple iTunes user account. And so if you entered your password just a little while ago, that you're still logged in.
It would kind of remember that.
Yeah, it would remember that. And it would remember it's you. And
so, I actually created a new account. So it also wants to know more about me, my age, and I'll say that I am 25 years. No, I'll give it the actual age. Am I a man or a woman? All of this stuff declined to state. You know, it's okay. You can say you're a man. How tall? 5'10". My weight? Do you really want to know? It doesn't go that high. Just think of it. I'm a linebacker. There we go.
Sure.
Yeah. And so.
Did the other ones not take?
Didn't take. I guess.
Oh,
you have to done. 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 All right. Now done. Now what it does is it does give you kind of a generic somewhat customized program, but you can then in-app purchases, and there are a variety of in-app purchases.
You created a fit test to start you at the
right. Oh, man.
You go
way
through
better fit. Than my app.
This is now, I've had personal trainers for years. This is very similar to what a personal trainer would do. They show you the exercise in video here. You do it. They're going to give you a timer. It shows you rep counts and so forth.
And so this fitness test, will it, at like how many did you get through?
And yes. Then tailor? And how long and all that.
Oh, my gosh.
So it knows from the beginning how good you are. So I'm going to do those jumping jacks and so forth. Let's start the session. We'll just give you a quick look. Then you go and you buy, and you can buy a variety of different...
At the beginning of each session, you'll see a preview of the moves you'll be doing. Some are repetition-based.
Workout, so you can get a lean workout or strength workout. And they're around $5.
Yeah, okay, cool. And
you
said, brutal, this was super easy.
This is actually one of the best.
I'm thanking you right now because I've wanted something like this.
Well, if you can't afford a gym membership, this is probably the next best thing.
Well, yeah. No, this... Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'll show you my app just to show it off.
Well, I like your idea because yours is body weight training.
Right.
Let's see it.
Well, I mean, this... Do you need any equipment for your app?
No.
It doesn't look like it.
No, you don't.
And see, that's what I was looking for, an app where I didn't need any equipment and I could just jump in. I just jump in my living room, you know?
Yeah.
And so this is body weight. I forget exactly the guy who makes it, Lauren or whatever. Same idea, though.
Here's the thing that bothers me about that. My body weight is so much more than yours that I'll be working harder than
yes.
you would be.
And there's certain things that I'm okay, like doing, I'm really good with, you know, leg workouts. And I feel like
By the way,
a lot more workout.
I'm still doing my jumping jacks. It says,
good.
Suck in your stomach.
Can yeah. you
play the music, too, because it has music that goes along with this. Whoops, let's play it again. Remember to breathe. So
Don't
you're following along with the guy.
Oh, that's cool, and it has color codes on where you are in your workout.
Yeah. I like it. Anyway, go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. We're almost done. How hard
Good
was
job.
That? It was too easy.
Does it have...
That was so easy.
That was so easy. I could do that.
Anyway, you
anytime.
Get the idea.
Right.
So let's see the body weight.
So basically, you can either set a guided program for like 10 weeks. I haven't done this yet because... each of these, it sort of does a, you get a whole bunch of different sort of sessions. And so this is like pulls and pull on ladders. So you'll be using a chair in this exercise to do, you know, certain things. The idea is that you don't need to go to the gym. So you wrap a towel around a door and then do these sort of crunch exercises.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Right. And so there's different ways.
So this stuff is not in FitStar.
It's
much more traditional exercises. This is kind of cool. Now, that house, it looks like the doorknob might fall off.
Can you imagine them recording in some just abandoned
house? Where the hell are they?
Somewhere?
It looks kind of dumpy.
I know. So these are the types of things that you could do. I haven't done this.
Have you ever done that?
No. I haven't done this yet because, like, who wants to rearrange their house to do this sort of thing? What I have done are the quick workouts, which don't require you to use any of these things. So if I set up a 16-minute workout, it'll give me, you know, these lunges.
Oh, those are great. Those lunges are very good.
I've done those a ton of times.
Yeah.
But for me, like something like this is much easier than upper body strength sort of things. And it does sort of these sort of wonky... So like one of the weirdest ones is that there's a towel press where you hold a towel against your foot and push down on the towel. And
don't knock until you try
it. I'm not thumb up things. And so this is quick, very quick and easy. If you start a workout, you get a warm-up, which is around 5 minutes, which includes stretching and moving around, which I really like. Once you get done with your workout, so it'll tell you, you know, what you need to do, shows the video while you're doing it. If I just go ahead and say, hey, I'm finished with this workout, it normally gives you a cool-down so that you can stretch.
I think this looks good. Now, how much is this?
This is, there's a free version, and then this is also $2.99.
So this is less expensive than FitStar. FitStar, while it's free up front, when you got to buy a routine, and that's going to range anywhere from $5 to $10. Mm-hmm. So if you're price constrained, this would be a good choice.
Right.
I think the FitStar is good, too. Don't do like I do, though, and just buy every fitness app and never use it.
And then just look at them and just go, I'll be fit.
I have a great collection
of
fitness apps.
So,
one other thing people often want to do for self-improvement is learn a language. This is one we talked about. I don't think we ever made a pick of it, called Duolingo. It says learn a language free forever. It's gamified, so that really keeps it fun. It's very easy to do. It keeps track of where you are. It has a variety of languages, mostly the Romance languages. But what I really like is... now I'm going to have to You know, I got to create a Facebook account on this iPad. So shall I learn French? What language should we learn? What do you want to learn? German, French, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese. And they even have, by the way, and this is important, English for German speakers, French for English for French speakers. So they go
really
backwards.
Cool. I've always wanted to learn Spanish.
All right. Me too, actually. That's the one I was learning on this. So I'm just going to create an account here real quickly.
Do you know the backstory behind Duolingo?
Yeah, I do, but go ahead and tell it while I'm signing in.
Right. So Duolingo is the I believe the founders were also the people who were doing ReCAPTCHA. ReCAPTCHA
yes,
was the
idea. Carnegie Mellon, that's right.
That there's humans entering in information all the time, and you can just use the human brain power to do things like digitize books, which is what they were doing. And so now they're using Duolingo, using the human brain as you learn languages. You're now translating the internet. You're translating the web. So sometimes whenever you're given lessons, it may be a sentence from a Wikipedia page that they're translating from English into Spanish or from German into English or something like that. And then what they do is they check your work. They check it against all the other people who are learning. So it's not just you. If you screw up, you're not going to be screwing up the internet.
Right. But I like it because they have this good unusual financial model, you get this for free. And it's really fun. So I've been learning Spanish. We'll continue on with the lesson two of three, the basics. Select the apple. Well, that's obvious. It's got a picture. But you're also going to see and hear La Manzana.
La Manzana.
La Manzana. And, yep, I'm right. Okay. And, you know, it's kind of fun to play.
El hombre come una manzana.
So now I've already learned these other words. The man eats an apple. I got it. Now watch. I'm going to say the man, not a man, the man, right? And that's important. Eats an apple, because you're also learning the articles. And that's right.
Ella come.
New word, right? Tap them to reveal what it means. I think it means she eats. Let's try it. Oh, that's good.
La mujer come una manzana.
This is the fun part. La mujer come una manzana. It actually, and it checks it. Isn't that great?
Oh, my gosh.
This is fun. It's very easy. It keeps track of your place, and you are slowly learning the language and actually can go quite far, obviously.
Do you have those little hearts? If you get something wrong, do you lose half a heart?
Yeah, you like, get a broken heart. You get a broken heart. Yeah,
it's like Zelda.
But what I love about this is actually really fun. It's really good, and it's free forever because they have this great business model. Type in English. She is a girl, right? She is una girl. I think that's right. Let's try it.
Have you taken Spanish before this?
I haven't. This is all very basic.
You learned everything
like
gibberish.
Everything I've learned so far, I learned in this, yeah.
Wow.
I haven't done it very much, so you can see.
About how many hours have you put into...
No, not 15 minutes. Okay. L versus L. The words L and L sound the same, but they mean different things. L means he or him, whereas L means the. Got it. Well, that's weird, but okay. He is a man. Él es un hombre. He is... And you can see they make it pretty easy. So you don't get discouraged. But you do make progress. He is a child, which is the right one here. Do you know?
Niño.
He's not a bread. He's not a man. He's a child.
Usted es una mujer.
And you're also hearing it. So you do learn pronunciation.
Wow,
anyway,
Duolingo,
absolutely free. You saw the different languages it does. I think it's really great.
Yeah. Another thing, if you want to learn, and this is a sponsor of Twit, so you'll recognize the name, is Lynda, lynda.com. Now, this is a subscription service, but I absolutely love the app, and normally whenever I want to learn, I just kind of want to lay in bed, turn on something, and learn while either eating dinner or something like that. So...
Sorry, that's me.
Yeah, you're learning. You could.
I'm setting up the. Right. I'm logging into Facebook on this one.
So you get the sort of everything like you do just on the website, but over here on the sidebar you can drill down by subject. And so if you want to learn, you know, something like blogs, let's say. Here's all of the different things about learning how to blog. You also can learn by software. So if there's a specific thing like After Effects or Photoshop or something like that, if there's a specific author that you like, which I've used a few times because I think I was doing Photoshop, and there was a specific author that I loved, and he also did things in Dreamweaver as well. And so I continued to follow that author.
Now, you have to have a subscription to lynda.com to use this. So we should just say that up front. I can't remember what that is. So 20 bucks a month.
Right. Something like that. And then you also get playlists. So I have, just a general playlist, and then I have a video editing playlist as well. So I could keep, if I find a course that I want to get back to, but I just don't have time yet, I could throw that into a playlist, or maybe authors that I like, something like that. So that's just lynda.com, and of course their stuff is really, really professional. If you jump into any of these,
it's really nicely curated.
Super nice.
Look at that, up and running with GoToMeeting. You've given us a double plug.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Nice job.
A random.
You're trying to keep your job, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but that's one of the things I really like about Lynda is the quality of the learning. And yes, they're sponsored, but they also, this is a nice app.
Right.
Really well done.
Right.
Now, here's one that, do you play an instrument?
I don't.
You probably always wanted.
I do.
Did too.
I want to get into music in a bad way.
And I know somebody of a certain age, mine mm-hmm. age, basically, who in retirement is learning to play the piano.
Huh.
And it's experts say this is a great way to keep your mind nimble, keep it flexible. A lot of kids learning to play piano. This is, for people who have a piano tutor.
Someone age is using this app?
Yeah.
Okay. I just throw one at
you. I'm thinking of using it. So you're going to play an acoustic piano. You could do that. There are in-app purchases also on this one of different lessons and so forth. But let's use a touch piano. We're going to play middle C. So now this is the tutorial. Ready? Welcome to Piano Mania. Okay. Would you like to learn to play the piano?
Yeah, I would.
Play C on the piano when the note reaches the rhythm line. Don't know what that means.
That now.
Oh, now. Okay. Look, I can do that. That's C, huh?
You're right. You got to do it in tempo, though. Bing.
Bong. So how many people play, Guitar Hero, and they've learned how to play a fake guitar, to the tempo?
Yeah.
Same
Mozart
fun.
Mozart over there?
That's a little of
Mozart. Oh, you got to go up headphones. The scale.
Oops.
Oh, too fast.
Too fast. You see?
Hit it again.
You see? Dum, dum, dum. Do, re, mi. The first little words just happen to be C, D.
Yep, you're going too fast. You're making up your own music here. Those are half notes, Leo. You got
now, try playing before the yellow hint. Well, I don't know what that means. You could do that, right?
Yeah, I could do that.
When you sign up,
like
you say
Mozart
whether...
character that's in there. Good. Yeah. Oh, now you're on your own. Nice. There you go.
I am ready to play Piano Mania. So, again, another, I think.
It looks like a Family Guy character.
He does.
Right.
You're learning from Peter Griffin. Oh, look it. I could learn rocking. I could learn Vivaldi's Spring or the Grand. I like Vivaldi. I have a certain affinity. So you play the key on the piano when the note arrives at the rhythm line. Shall we try it?
Yeah.
All right. Enable acoustic. We're going to do the touch piano. By the way,
wow.
You can use a real piano.
That's cool.
And that's part of it is you would put this on a stand near your piano.
It would be your
piano.
Music sheet.
Yeah, that's
basically.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I love this. Listen to that. No idea
what. Oh, this is so easy. Now, hold on the long ones.
You do play an instrument.
I was in band. I was in percussion. It was the easiest thing to do. There you go. I would like to think that you're in a concert. And you're just the one guy in the background. Just hitting this one
note. This is like Mr. Bean. That's fun.
That is fun.
That's fun.
Oh, you get stars just like
him. Yeah. A little gamification. I got 95%. So it's a lot like Guitar Hero, but instead of learning nothing, you're actually learning an instrument called the piano. Many people play it.
Right.
I hear it's very popular. That is called Piano Mania, and it's free, but of course in-app purchase is required to really progress.
And it's for every age. You know, you got it looks like, you know, that's made
as an old man. I enjoyed it.
Yep. And for someone of that age, who's
as a 3-year-old, you'd also. I think a lot of parents are looking at the iPad and saying, what can I do to, you know, get the kid to stop playing Minecraft? Otherwise, it'll turn out like you.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Learn an instrument.
That'd be bad. We don't need any more.
A lot of fun. Really fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm playing the tuba part, they said in the Vivaldi's spring. So those are some of our self-improvement apps. I hope you and there are many more on the iPad. If you've got some suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. For the links we mentioned, I have to read this. Sarah knows it by heart, but I'm going to read this. For the links to all the apps we've mentioned, visit our site, iPad Today, at twit.tv/IPT. Past episodes, wonderful information. We didn't mention the calorie counters because you guys a couple of weeks ago did a whole bunch of calorie counters. And also subscribe there because we'd love to make sure you get a copy of iPad Today in your inbox every single week. We record now at a new time. You probably noticed 11 a.m. Pacific. That is 2 p.m. Eastern time, 1900 UTC on Mondays. That is our new time. So please stop by. And if you've got an idea for an app you'd like to see, or maybe some self-improvement apps you think are really great, maybe there's a piano app that really teaches you even better than that, iPad Today at twit.tv. Our show today brought to you by our good friends at 99 Designs. Lots of us have great ideas for applications. We've got businesses. We've got maybe you're a great cook and you need a menu. The thing is, you could be good at something but not be great at design. Design is a real art, for want of a better word. That's where 99 Designs really comes in handy. It brings the world's largest graphic design marketplace, connecting businesses with designers, more than 270,000 designers now, at 99designs.com. That's 99designs.com. Makes it easy for you to get a design you love, whether it's for your website, a T-shirt, a menu, a landing page. They even do things like car wrap designs.
I need drive a website. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I need a website.
You know, so a lot of us can do websites, but yeah. Are we good designers? No.
Right.
99 Designs. Prices start at just $199. Your happiness. There, it's car decal. I love that. Your happiness is always 100% guaranteed. And right now, we've got a great deal for you. If you visit 99designs.com/iPad today, you'll get that $99 power pack of services absolutely free. You get more designer time and attention. 99 Designs will bold, highlight, and feature your design project in their marketplace. That way you get nearly twice as many designs. It really works well. You put up they call it a contest. Here's what I'm looking for. Designers submit ideas. You refine them. Pick the designer you want. They get paid. You get a design, a great design. 99designs.com/iPad today. We thank them so much. Not only for their support of iPad Today, but for the great T-shirt designs and other stuff we've gotten from 99 Designs. This is the time of the show, let me check, where we do news.
About, yeah.
You know the format better than I do. I've only been doing it for 4 years. I don't know how this show works. So there's some interesting Mac news. We showed you a rogue Lightroom app. Remember that?
Right.
Some Adobe guy showed kind of some of the early stages, and people probably wondering, well, what happened?
And had some really cool features in there. He was doing some stuff on that Lightroom app that was just like, that looks killer. That's amazing.
I was very excited because I use Lightroom on the desktop.
Right.
And I would love to have an app on the iPad that maybe allowed me to pick photos, do some basic stuff, transfer it over to the desktop. Lightroom Mobile, we saw it a year ago. The private page, which was on the Adobe website, was removed. It unintentionally revealed more details, and 9to5 Mac says those details include kind of a surprising price, $99 a year subscription fee.
You know what that tells me? That this isn't going to be that simple app that you wanted.
Yeah.
That this is going to be for professionals.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay $99 for another iPhoto on the desktop, or on the iPad, for instance. So it says, or apparently from the page, those who saw it say, it would let users edit photos in RAW, which nothing on the iPad currently does, synchronize through the cloud with your desktop Lightroom.
Wow.
That's pretty desirable.
Wow.
Apparently, Adobe will use Lightroom 5's Smart Previews feature to do all this. waiting for word. When is this going to come out? I don't know.
Can you imagine, though, someone like Trey Ratcliffe, who now has to carry a laptop around.
Doesn't have to do that.
He could be a mobile, shooting photos, and then even extra things like, you know, if your new DSLR or new, you know, Micro Four Thirds or whatever camera can communicate with your iPad via Wi-Fi, you could have that send over to your iPad. You could be editing. You could have it send off to a client. And
is it worth $99 a year?
For professional, absolutely.
It is. I guess this is where Adobe's going anyway. I mean, they got me now. I get paid $120 a year for Lightroom on the desktop plus Photoshop. It's just, you know, I hate these subscription things.
Now, the other thing that's not revealed is maybe this will be part of a bundled package for
It's going to be part of the Creative Cloud. It's got to be. We saw it happen in the UK. We saw it happen in Uganda. And now apparently Kenya is handing out iPads to its parliament members. They'll spend $350,000 on iPads for members and staff. That sounds, like a small amount, but given that the average per capita income is per month $1,000, $350,000 is a significant amount of money. The iPad making inroads everywhere. No, bad news. If you do you use a Starbucks app ever?
I don't.
Passport? So, seems that Starbucks app was saving information about you, including your credit card numbers, in the clear on your device. Now it's stored, of course, within the memory of the app.
Right, but if there's many you know app finders that you can dig down into the.
And if you back up your iPhone or your iPad to iTunes, it's not encrypted there unless you encrypt the backup.
Oh, wow.
So your system gets hacked, also could be a problem. In any event, Starbucks says, okay, we know, we're fixing it. They've released an app update. So if you use the Starbucks app on iOS, you might want to get that update. Mm-hmm. Speaking of updates, I have been waiting anxiously for 7.1 to iOS 7. I don't know about you. Have you had crashes and all sorts of stuff?
Just the other day I was filming my headset review.
Yeah.
And it kept crashing.
Yeah.
I kept getting the springboard.
The springboard reboot is one of the crashes you get. It looks like the whole system's reset. You get the Apple, but it's just the user interface, and it comes back quicker, and you don't have to restart the whole system. But I also get a lot of forced closes on apps and things that I didn't have before. People who've seen 7.1 say that it's a good fix. Beta 4, supposedly, according to Mac Rumors, comes out tomorrow for developers. Usually, when you get to your fourth beta, you're very close to a 7.1 release. So, help is on the way, perhaps, for people who are having trouble with iOS 7. Not everybody's having trouble.
I have a dud tip for you.
Yes.
So this comes from Sachin from India. She says, "I watch your show every week. My duh tip is about fast-forwarding music, video, podcasts, and many other third-party apps. The duh tip is if you hold your finger on the time bar, a high scrubbing appears below the bar that you are moving. But if you move your finger below, it goes down into half speed, to quarter speed, and into fine scrubbing.
Can you
scrubbing.
Show us that?
Yeah. So
if you're listening to iPad today or watching iPad today, you could scrub much more efficiently.
Right. And so it makes a lot of sense because like I have a TV show that I bought through iTunes here, and this is an 18-minute long show, and you can imagine, especially if you get into something like an hour-long show.
Yeah, it's really hard to scrub.
You really want to get in there, and you're
look at the big
trying to find
jumps.
That right frame.
So what, you lower your finger?
So if you lower your finger, it goes from high-speed scrubbing to quarter-speed to fine scrubbing. So now if
is
I move my finger,
you?
It moves
oh, it
much
doesn't,
slower.
See, this is why it's,
see, at the top.
You may not know,
at
right?
the very
oh,
tip
it says
top,
right there.
It says fine scrubbing. If I move up, it goes up to
quarter-speed,
half-speed, things like that. So you can quickly get down in there. If you move your finger down, you get into
very nice
fine speed scrubbing,
very
which
nice
is a really, really good dot tip. So thank
word
you.
Word from our chat room, some developers in the chat room, beta 4 just came out.
Ooh.
So it has now been released. It's officially out 8 minutes ago or something.
Very nice.
I got an email for you, Chad.
Perfect.
Actually, this comes from Trevor. Hi, big fan of the show. I was wondering what model laptop backpack Chad had in episode 181. I know it's from Case Logic, but I can't find it on the Case Logic website. It's almost exactly what I'm looking for. I'm also wondering if it has a way on the back of the backpack to attach it to the upright handle of other luggage. You know how where you have a rolling bag and you'd like to be able to clip the laptop bag on top of it and roll them two together.
Right. So here, let me send this over in the chat room so that Brian can grab it.
Hopefully. Or I can too because I have my...
Here, I can also put it in the dock. So this is the Case Logic.
I got it. This is an Amazon link.
Right. Right, and so this is the kilowatt.
Wow,
KSB.
Look, here it is,
102, and the it only has a normal sort of thing on the top, a handheld. If you're going to put it onto your luggage, but just to reiterate, you have a big old compartment right here for holding all sorts of things, and this is nice and what would you say, like?
Secure?
Structured, yeah. It's structured so that it's always domed. It's hard to kind of push this in.
Okay.
And so all these things in here, it's just a really nice big old compartment.
They call it a camera bag for that reason.
It is.
And so I see you put a laptop in there.
You put a laptop in the back, and then over here, this is where I keep my DSLR.
Ooh.
And you just pop this right
out. I like the side thing because you can whip it out.
You can whip it out real fast, and of course, then on top, this is where I keep my iPad, and the reason that I got this specifically was that it can hold a tripod. So here's where I normally hold my iPad.
Where's the tripod go?
The tripod goes right up on top right here.
Oh, so you clip this
around your tripod, and then this little pocket right here is where you put one of the legs of the tripod so that the bottom doesn't fly away or flare out. That's what this tiny little pocket
is.
But
no special adapter to hook onto rolling.
Unfortunately, no. If you're,
like,
for some reason you're not using the tripod, you could probably flip it back around.
You know, I always just wrap these around the...
Right.
The
handle. It also has, you know, back in here, it has little things to go around your waist if you really wanted
to do
that. Okay,
well, you could use that. Put that around the
tripod.
Yeah.
It also has a big pocket back here, and this is where I keep my... If you're traveling, you're going to take a little nippy nap.
Did you buy that to contrast with the hair? Or
no, it's just this is the only
nice
color
look.
It came in.
It's very good.
I forget, what is this thing
that
called?
That is the nicest.
This is the Sleep Master.
It's a blindfold.
It's a blindfold.
But it's not your cheesy little...
No, I can't see any light. That's the nice thing about this is those other cheap little things. You'll see light poking in from around.
Yeah.
And if someone opens a door, you'll still sort of... see that, and that I just always keep in here so that if I'm on an airplane or something and I want to fall asleep, I can do that.
So there you have it. The case, Trevor, it's the Case Logic Kilowatt KSB-102 on Amazon, about $150.
Right.
KSB-102. Good one. Thank you,
cool.
Chad.
No problem.
Yeah.
Happy.
You talked about that when you were filling in for me.
Right, 2 weeks ago, yep.
All right. We want to hear from you. If you want to email us, I mentioned iPadToday@twit.tv. Love to get a voicemail. This would have been a good time to have a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Another voice on the show. Our phone number is 757-504-IPAD. And make it short. Please don't put your phone number or your last name in your message. Say this is Joe from Toronto and keep it to under 30 seconds, and we'll use it on the show. 757-504-IPAD. Of course, you can always upload a video. Send us the link at iPadToday@twit.tv. That's nice, too. We like those YouTube videos.
No attachments, please. It's hard to download.
Yeah, just a link to YouTube. That's
just
all we need.
Link to YouTube, Vimeo.
That's good enough.
Yep, absolutely.
Our show today brought to you by Gazelle.com, a great place to sell your used stuff. Every one of us has, I'm sure, a drawer, a closet. In Dvorak's case, a rented space above a gas station full of stuff, old gadgets, old computers, old tablets. Gazelle wants them. If you've got an iPhone, maybe you want to upgrade to the newest iPhone. You have an old 4S or a 5. Gazelle will buy it. They'll pay cash for it. Now, here's the nice thing. You can get this quote for 30 days. It's good for 30 days and decide later whether you want to take advantage of it. But I do suggest getting the quotes now because... the price is not going up. I'll just be blunt. This stuff is not getting more valuable. So there's a 4S for $105. That's not bad.
The 4S.
Yeah. It's a good deal. They also will buy phones from BlackBerry, Samsung, LG, HTC. old iPads, tablets from a lot of manufacturers, including Microsoft Surface, the Samsung Galaxy Note, the Google Nexus Tabs. If you're thinking the Nexus 10 might be coming out in the next month, this would be a good time to get a quote for your old Nexus 10, for instance. Visit Gazelle.com. Get the quote. If it's worth more than a buck, and almost everything is, they will pay postage. You've got 30 days to take advantage of that. Quote is locked in. Gazelle's paid more than $100 million now to over 700,000 customers. It really is great. If you forget to wipe your data, don't worry. The experts will do it there at Gazelle for you. They also will upgrade your offer if the device is in better condition than you said. Free shipping, fast processing, check, PayPal credit, or an Amazon gift card. In fact, if you like Amazon, you spend stuff money on Amazon, if you get your new gadgets at Amazon, this is a good deal because they'll bump the value 5%. I guess they must be like refunding the Amazon affiliate fee or something like that. Gazelle.com. What's your iPhone worth? Take a minute. Visit Gazelle.com and find out. Do it now. It ain't getting more valuable. G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. Gazelle.com. I don't know where you found that. I do not own that hat.
You sure?
That is a great looking... were you a drum major in high school?
I think this is what they give sailors nowadays. and it's good because, you know, you got your covering in the front and then covering also in the back.
Goodness. And so apparently the tags are still on it.
Oh, yeah. It's brand
makes
new.
It extra valuable.
It's brand new.
Yeah, you could sell that on Gazelle for some money there.
Yeah.
So the reason we're wearing silly hats, because it's app cap time.
We wear a hat. We show off an app.
Our picks of the week. You kick things off.
Cool. So getting back into sort of New Year's resolutions, I'm going to cover... this is going to get in the way, I have a feeling. I'm going to cover an app called Sous Chef. What Sous Chef is, if I just hit...
Spelled wrong, by the way. S-U-Chef.
It is spelled
not
wrong.
Not the French style.
Do you want to...
But if you're making macaroni and cheese grilled cheese sandwich pizza...
this is an interesting way to get me to leave a review. Do you love Sous Chef? And I'm going to either say yes or no. I'm just going to say no.
No, I don't love it yet.
Oh, yeah, we're sorry. Okay, now... anyway.
Oh, that's... okay.
That's not what I want.
You gotta ding it down a star for that.
A little bit. This isn't...
I hate it when they do
that. I also got to definitely change...
what's going on there?
Brightness level. So this is just the main sort of page. It's not... this isn't that super... integrated of an app. What you do is you're just going to go ahead and search for items. So what you can do is you can do a recipe search by ingredients. So let's say the thing that I want is something that includes vegetables and pork. So let's choose both of those. The type of food, let's make this, you know, I really want some Indian food today. I can choose which type of meal. So this could be breakfast, lunch, dinner, that sort of thing. Let's just make this a main dish. How long do I want it to take for me to make this? So, you know, less than 20 minutes, 20 to 40 minutes, over 40 minutes.
If it comes up with macaroni and cheese pizza, I am going to laugh.
That would be quite funny.
Yes.
And then my favorite part is this diet portion over here. And you can choose
look at all the choices.
Vegetarian, low-calorie. Now, this is an in-app purchase. You do get a few options like vegetarian when you download the app. But if you want everything like I have here, it's a $4.99 purchase, but you get tons and tons of different different things that you can select from if you go ahead and spend that $4.99. So you could say diabetic, low cholesterol, low fat, pre-workout, post-workout, pregnancy, kid-friendly, shellfish-free, soy-free, these sorts of things. So, you know, let's say I'm going low calorie, so let's do that, and then let's go ahead and find our recipes. Oh, I kind of gave it something kind of crazy to do, so it didn't come up with anything. Let's go ahead and choose low-calorie off, see if it'll find anything now. Found non-pizzas with broccoli, pesto, and arugula salad.
It's pretty close.
I asked for quite a few things, and so it'll show you.
It only got one.
It only got one.
But that looks...
you know, it's a main dish. It's gonna and it
delicious.
Tells you how many calories it costs, your proteins, the ingredients that you will need for creating such a thing.
Oh, that's
you can
good.
Add this to
a can I make a,
grocery
list?
You
I can.
So you can add these things. I think you have to click them yet. So I can select all of them, add them to my list, just like this, and it adds them to my grocery list. Your directions are down here, and so it tells you, you know, preheat the oven to such and such and move on. So that's basically it. It is kind of weird when you sort of do this first.
Don't narrow it down too much, search. I would guess that.
Yeah, exactly. I had pork. I wanted an Indian dish that had pork and vegetables that was a main dish that would take 20 to 40 or above minutes to make. So that's what it gave me.
And you
me.
Got a non-pizza with right. sog.
And so you can also create favorites. So I have a few favorites in here. So like lemon chicken oregano. Or
you're upholding Sarah's vegan or vegetarian tradition, so
no.
that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a little pork.
So, there's pork.
A little pork.
You know, tight. That sort of stuff. The one thing that did, I think, maybe it was this lemon chicken oregano.
That looks good. Actually,
there was a thing. Good. Yeah, so this, there was a, you got to take the directions with a grain of salt here, is that the second direction was bake for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's no way you can bake a skinless, boneless chicken breast
for 15 minutes and have it be done.
15 minutes and have it be finished.
No.
That's
good. You're using your critical thinking.
Right. Right. Or when your thermometer says 160 degrees in the middle of the chicken. But it's just like, I was expecting this. This is the first time I ever made chicken.
I want you to cook it exactly as they tell you.
And then
do a YouTube video. Yeah,
exactly.
And then, no, make Lamar eat it. I think that's more
right.
appropriate.
Much
He'll
better.
Eat anything.
Much better. And here's your grocery list over here, so it has everything that you need from the things that you've
that's
added
a long
to
list.
This list.
Wow.
Well, right. I had some crazy oregano whatever thing in there.
Sous-chef. S-U-C-H-E-F, all one
free
word.
Free with up to $4.99 of in-app purchase.
Awesome. Awesome. That's the name of the app is as long as the...
I know. It's the longest named...
Sous Chef Healthy Recipes by Ingredients, Diet of Food Allergies, Paleo, Vegetarian, Gluten-Free, Low-Calorie Recipes, and more. So you always know what to eat for dinner.
It's almost as big as my hat.
Now, I was really disheartened. You know, today's Martin Luther King Day. One of the reasons, of course, Sarah's not here. It's a national holiday. And I thought, oh, this would be a great time to find a wonderful iPad app that maybe talks about the civil rights struggle mm-hmm. or shows, maybe have Martin Luther King speeches. There are really a dearth of apps.
Oh.
In fact, I didn't find anything that I really could say this is an app, app cap worthy. But I went to the iTunes U.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is something that people forget that they've got on their iPad. It's part of iTunes, but it's university courses. Sometimes, in this case, it's not. This is from American Radio Works. That's a public radio group. And I think this is actually great. I subscribe to it. It's absolutely free. Civil Rights, Voices of a Movement. And it is a series of hour or nearly hour-long documentaries about the civil rights movement. I think this would be a really great time to download this. There are other things. I wish there were more on here. And of course, as with all the iTunes U content, it'll end up in your iTunes U bookshelf, and then you can listen to these. Remembering Jim Crow, Radio Fights Jim Crow, Desegregation, and Imperfect Revolution. These are audio documentaries. So I know you love podcasts. So this
American
is a chance for you to listen to an audio documentary and learn
American
a little history,
public
too.
Media. This is an American Radio Works documentary.
I really
wow.
love it. I love it that they're doing this. Audio documentaries, I don't know if people even know these exist.
Yeah.
American Radio Works does quite a few of them. They're free. You can subscribe.
It's basically the History Channel without the Ken Burns effect.
Yes.
This
exactly.
is great.
Yeah. Thurgood Marshall before the court. That's this episode. So Dr. King's speeches are in here. King's Last March, Martin Luther King's dramatic final year. Really a great series. And quite long and absolutely free. So I recommend it, Civil Rights, Voices of a Movement. It's by a very good public radio producer called American Radio Works, and it's absolutely free. But the key is you can't find it in the App Store.
You have to go to iTunes U,
and I think a lot of people don't know that
it's
exists.
Not something you browse normally.
No, and you should.
Yeah.
As you can see, I have some really great iTunes U courses in my library. The Stanford iPad a development course. This is just as an example, Duke University Core Concepts in Chemistry. There is so much stuff free in iTunes U.
Yeah.
Don't forget about it.
Yeah.
Ah, well, we've come to the end of another iPad today, Mr. Chad. I want you to wear that hat for the rest of the day.
I think the tag adds a lot of flair.
It's a very Minnie Pearl. Do you know? You even know who Minnie Pearl is?
Mm,
no idea.
No.
She was a country star, used to wear a hat with a... Wait a minute.
Wait.
That hat disassembles?
I got hats on my hats.
It's two hats, not one.
I don't understand.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here, Chad, for filling in for Sarah. She'll be back next week. She's got the day off. We do iPad today, as we mentioned, on Mondays now, 11 a.m. Pacific. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, 1900 UTC on twit.tv. But you can always get it after the fact, on-demand audio and video available at twit.tv/IPT. We'll see you next time. And now will you do
yeah,
it
I'll
with me?
You. Oh!
Another tradition that makes
no sense.